Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And we had a rating come out. Our spring ratings are out, and we wanted to bring on David Hall. He's always welcome on the program. David G. Hall, who is the Vice President of Syndication for our show, about our spring ratings for the Phil Hendry Show. They were strong, I take it, or I hope.
They were in some areas. We've got an area of weakness that I wanted to talk with you about.
I'm aware of that, but did we have...
You had some good areas of growth, yeah. But we've got a glaring area that we need to talk about, and that's something that we've had for a long time. And I'm on my way to the airport right now, Phil. I've got actually two programming meetings that I'm going to be going to this week in Tampa, and then I'm going up to Atlanta, and we'll see what we can do. We need to get women to listen to your show.
Well, that's been the ongoing battle, hasn't it?
That has been an ongoing battle. And it's often a battle that you and I have off the air, but we really desperately have got to get some women listening to your program, Phil. And I feel, and I know a lot of people in the company do, Jim Featherstone and some of the people at the higher end believe that women's health and discussing these health issues.
I don't want to get into, I don't want to argue with you about it.
No, I know, and I don't want to argue with you about it.
But talking about this off the air, talking about women's health, it just sounds like I'm trying to go over areas and territory that Oprah has done and Jenny Jones.
Well, you're not Jenny Jones. You're not Oprah.
No, I know that, but I'm a guy, I'm a man, and I don't know how relatable it's going to come, you know.
Well, you've got a wife, you've got a daughter, you're a guy that can relate to these things. And there's areas...
Well, all of these areas that have been talking about, though, David, I don't mean to interrupt you. Abortion, miscarriages, breast cancer, hormone problems.
Well, that's what I want to talk to you about. There are areas that have not been talked about. And seriously, Phil, if you look at it, look, we just got to get women to listen to your show. And we've got to pull them. And the way to do it is to talk about health, women's health.
But you don't want to talk about the same old thing.
No, you don't talk about the same old thing. You find areas. And I was doing some note-taking this weekend, and I was watching my wife and some of the other women that I know, and I came up with something I think is really interesting, and I think you could open this up on the phones today. Women don't, and I need to find a way to... They don't go to the bathroom every day.
I don't understand.
Well, I'm not talking about...
Well, this is a woman's health issue. We'd have to have a doctor on.
Not have a doctor on. You can have Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs on. I don't care. We got to draw women to the radio to listen to you. So let's talk about the women's health.
Well, were you talking to a doctor about and that women don't go to the bathroom every day? I don't understand that.
Well, let me finish.
I'm sorry.
All right. Women don't go number two every day. Okay? Does your wife or...
You know... Asking me that, man, on the air in front of all of my listeners.
Phil, come on. Well, look, we're trying to get women to listen to your program and women to call your program. Don't get overly genteel.
What, isn't that a very...
Does your wife go number two every day?
Yes, she does. She's healthy.
Well, that's unusual because most women don't.
And this is based on what?
This is based on what I've seen, what I've been told.
This is anecdotal, in other words.
I'm sorry?
Anecdotal.
Well, what you're doing, you're taking us off the point. The point is not whether it's anecdotal. The point is not whether it happens to all women. The point is it's a woman's health issue. It happens to enough women. We got to get women to listen to the program.
Well, what doctor could...
Forget about getting a doctor. See what
we're... Yeah, I know. Now we're arguing on the air, and I didn't want to do this.
I told you in the office. I wanted this to be a consolidated effort.
I understand. I'm curious as to how I go about...
Look, it's something that can be handled, Phil. And if you handle it in a polite way... we're burning daylight here. Say something.
Okay, if you handle it in a polite way. So what do you want me to do?
It's a little bit graphic, but come on the air and talk about the problem and then introduce the phone call, the phone numbers, and get some phone calls. Just do it.
It's come to our attention that not all women go number two every day.
No, but most women.
That most women don't...
I wouldn't say number two. I guess what you'd have to say is what? I mean, you're going to say take a dump, right?
I don't want to say that, okay?
All right.
Most women don't,
have a bowel movement?
Have a bowel movement every day. What do I do?
Well, you ask, why is that? Is it food? Is it,
why is that? David.
Look, at what you're doing right now, Phil, is wrong, okay?
I understand. It's a little difficult for me.
What you're doing right now and arguing with me about it on the air is wrong. Women don't go number two every day or a bowel movement or what do you want to say? Talk about it and turn the calls. Come on, for God's sake.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. It's interesting that women do not go number two every day. Most, I guess it's healthy for men to do it.
See, that's the thing. It might be healthy for women not to go every day. Men do.
Why can't we talk about serious... You mentioned miscarriages and abortions. Now, these are topics...
Well, it's the same. It comes from the same general family.
What does?
They have a bowel movement or a miscarriage or an abortion. This is from the same area. Clinically, medically, it's the same process.
A bowel movement and abortion?
And a bowel movement, abortion, or miscarriage is all medically the same because it's expelling. So if you want, you can tie that in. You say, tragically, unfortunately, I know a lot of you women have had abortions, but a lot of you don't have bowel movements. Now, what's...
It's not that they don't.
Well, they don't have it every day.
Well, they don't have an abortion every day either. I can't believe we're talking about this, man.
Look, do me a favor. Spare me the moralizing and spare me the review on the air because what's happening here is you're damaging yourself. We're trying to pull women to the show. Now, this is a great topic for you. When's the last time you heard Oprah talking about women needing to go take a dump?
And Oprah doesn't talk about that stuff, man. Maybe because she's more clued in.
No, because she hasn't dealt with it yet. She hasn't had the courage to deal with this very important aspect of women's health.
And when you talk about breast cancer, you know that Marie and I were involved in raising money for breast cancer.
Right.
And you talk about whether a woman, her hormones and this and that and everything. I got a wife who's, my wife is in her early 40s. She's approaching a certain point in her life, you know.
David, all of that has been talked out. This thing about not being able to squeeze one out has not been...
Well, do we have to talk about it like that?
What?
Not being able to squeeze it out?
Well, whatever you want to do, get them to call. Because this is important from the standpoint when women hear other women on the air, then they listen.
Yeah, but they're going to hear me on here talking to them about whether they can go to the bathroom every day.
It is a health issue, Phil, and there is a magazine out there right now called Women's Health. There's a magazine out there called Self, and there are a number of publications devoted to women and their health. And what I want you to do on the Phil Henry Show is begin to concentrate on that.
I understand.
All right? And the more, the more skittish you are about it, the more difficult it is for the women to feel comfortable talking to you about it. You know, a lot of doctors are unaware of this phenomenon because it may not be a bad thing. Maybe women don't need to take a crap every day. I don't know. It's not really about whether we're giving good, solid medical advice. It's about getting the women to call in. It also gives them a place to talk about this because women's medical problems, and this is very important, Phil, women's medical problems, you know, they're kind of nasty to hear about, and the only time they seem to bring it up is at the dinner table, which puts a lot of men off their food.
So why not on the radio?
Why not on the radio?
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686.
They don't have an opportunity to talk about this stuff. But, that doesn't even interest me. I just want to get your ratings up.
Because it might make some people uncomfortable.
Well, I don't care if it makes people uncomfortable. I doubt very seriously it's going to make them uncomfortable. Let's just get the numbers up. This is the stuff. The other thing is it's probably going to interest men because they think it's kind of interesting.
About whether women can go to the bathroom every day.
I guess. I don't know.
You guess. You know,
the longer you argue with me about it, though, the worse you're making this. Because just do it. Do it!
Women can't seem to have a bowel movement every day. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Do the number.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Can I ask whether this is something that they'd want to hear on the air every day?
It's a health issue. Women want to hear about it.
Yeah, but I'd like to ask them if they want to...
You don't need to ask them. It's a health issue. Women want to hear about it. Tell them it's an important health issue.
Okay, it's an important health issue. You guys don't seem to, I mean, you women don't seem to be able to...
Take a dump.
Take a dump.
Every day.
Every day.
What, am I going to lead you by the hand?
Okay, I just, it's difficult for me to...
I'm going to give you 5 seconds to get this show moving.
It's the Phil Henry Show. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Women do not have bowel movements every day, a lot of them. And why is that? Mr. Hall said that it's all related to miscarriages and abortions because it's all the same part of the body anyway. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
Most women can't have a bowel movement every day. You don't talk about it, who will?
And if well, you can let Oprah talk about it. You can let Dr. Dean Adele talk about it.
Oh, that guy. Dean Adele, all he ever talks about is smoking dope. You need to talk about the most important issues in women's health so they'll listen to you. And this is one that isn't talked about.
That they can't have a...
That they can't take a crap, or however you want to put it. You're the host.
Every day that women can't have a bowel movement.
There you go. I can't have a bowel movement. That sounds good.
1-800-449-8686. I'm really afraid to take these calls.
Take a phone call.
All right.
It's unprofessional for me to have to sit here and tell you how to do it.
I'm going to do it right now. Linda, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just had to call in and make a couple of comments.
You're a female, correct, ma'am?
Yes, I am. And number one, I
thought
when
Dan Yuck
was
movement?
On the air. No,
yeah.
You listen.
Do you have
you
a bowel
listen.
Movement?
You've talked long enough. You
what
listen.
Are you angry? We just want to find out if you have a bowel movement every day.
Excuse me. That's not
let
your business.
Let the lady...
I think this is disgusting.
Let her talk, okay?
Okay?
What are you mad at?
Was on the air that you had to scrape the bottom of the barrel.
Who?
Dan Yuck, when he was on,
Dan
I
York.
Thought you'd scrape the bottom of the barrel, but this...
I hired Dan Yuck. I hired Dan Yuck. I thought he was a tremendous talent.
He was an idiot.
An idiot?
Yes, he was. He was an idiot.
He's in New York now.
Okay, now listen, this is disgusting what you're doing. I was
See,
sitting
this
here
is, this was my opinion
to the
too.
Local news, and you guys came on.
This is what I told you, David.
And
I said...
my nine-year-old daughter was sitting there when it came on, and you started
does
with
she,
that.
Does she
That's
have a bowel...
disgusting.
Does she have a bowel
That's
movement every day?
None
of we can't
That's
ask about...
It's not a health issue.
What, it's not? What do you call
if
that?
If somebody has a problem like that, they're going to go to their doctor. They're not going to talk to you about it.
Well, ma'am...
That's disgusting.
Well, ma'am, you know that health issues are discussed every day on the radio and TV.
Not like that.
Well, how
That's
would you like...
That's disgusting.
If you... What can we...
You're just... You're,
is
you've
it
really
difficult
gone over
you?
The line
no,
here.
No, ma'am. What we're saying is, why is it that most women can't squeeze... You know, can't pinch
alone. Don't
pinch
use
alone.
That language with me. That's
please
disgusting.
Don't. Please don't.
Phil,
that's, you know what? That's terrible.
I'd like to ask the
and
host
if
of the
you
show.
Are really ignorant to believe that giving birth and doing that are the same thing,
no, no,
you
no.
really...
No, I don't believe that. I'm saying it comes from the same... You're pushing...
No, it doesn't come from the same place, buddy.
No, I know that.
Sorry,
but...
it doesn't. And this is disgusting.
Well, no, ma'am, I'm saying...
I intend, I just want to let you know...
No, but ma'am...
...that I am intending
ma'am,
right
please.
Now...
Don't
sit
go overboard.
Down
ma'am,
...and
please.
Write a letter to the FCC
no,
complaining
not that.
About you.
See, this is what
this
I'm talking about, David.
This is disgusting.
All we're saying
is... You have
is...
no right talking about things like this on the air.
How about if we said this? Can you make a deposit?
No!
That doesn't work.
It doesn't matter how you phrase it. The
women.
Entire discussion... is disgusting.
Women are sometimes
if you want to pick a women's health issue, I think you can find something.
That's
a
what I
bit
was saying, David. David, I was saying we could talk about, I mean, the issues of women's health having to do with the abortion issue, having to do
well, with an abortion.
That's
you,
fine.
Okay.
I have no problem with that.
With an abortion, you push something out and you can't squeeze
that's,
one out.
Hey, that's totally different, and that's disgusting for you to even make any kind of a reference.
Why?
Putting them together.
One of them happens to be human life, and the other one is the other one.
Oh, don't get like that. I'm just saying, either you can take a dump or you know. How about a birth in a brown turtle? I don't know.
What in the hell are you? What are you talking about?
I started laughing when I put it on because I thought this was a joke. And then I realized that you think I can't believe you're serious.
You think women's health is a joke?
Yes, I do. I think it's a joke.
You think women's
the
health
thing
is a, you
is
think
a
women's,
joke?
Women's health is a joke.
No, women's health is not a joke.
Well, you just said it was.
The particular topic you've chosen is. That is not a women's health issue.
Linda, let me just say something. David, I told you before we came on the air.
Don't just shut up for a minute while I talk to the listener.
No, but David.
Shut up while I talk to the listener. Now, ma'am, your name is Linda?
Yes.
Okay. So you don't want to tell me whether you have a bowel movement every day, and you don't want to tell me whether your daughter does. And
I don't think we should talk about...
Would you be quiet?
I don't think that's any of your business.
How about
you? You know what? If I have a problem in that area, I'll go to my doctor.
Well, I understand that. Of course, most women would.
I'm not
going
to talk about it on the radio.
How about your girlfriends?
I wouldn't even ask them. That's not a topic I sit around and talk with my girlfriends about.
But for instance, if you have them over for coffee... Or
we
a card
don't talk
game.
About things like that.
Do you notice that when you walk by the bathroom, maybe they...
Now, come on, will you?
No, I'm just
this
saying...
This is really disgusting.
David, if you want me to do a woman's health issue, you're going to have to let me host the thing, okay?
You haven't got the guts for this kind of trend-setting, groundbreaking talk radio. Just let me handle this.
Do you have a boss?
Women are sometimes... Do I have a boss?
Yes.
Well, I suppose, but he...
Did someone hire you for this station?
Yes, absolutely.
Is that person listening right now?
Yeah, Bill Featherstone.
I hope he fires you first thing in the morning.
David,
how did this come about?
I noticed my wife... You said your wife takes a dump every day.
Will you please not put it on my wife, okay?
I just noticed it.
I don't think that's a term you should be using on the radio anyway.
What's that, dear?
What? You shouldn't be using that term on the radio.
What term is that?
I'm not even going to repeat it.
Well,
I don't think that this is a women's health issue.
Spell it out.
It's disgusting.
You didn't want me to use
the whole issue is something that's very private.
You don't want me to use the term wife.
Not wife. The other one.
This is really, you know what? I'm just going to write to the FCC and let them know what you're doing because this is terrible.
Ma'am, I've got a family that I need to support. Please don't write
to me. So do I.
Please don't.
I know where that comes from.
I'm still going to write to the FCC.
You don't deserve to be on the air.
If you write to the FCC, I got a kid that starves to death. You don't want that.
Oh, yeah.
And then I guarantee you that kid won't be taking a dump because there's nothing to pass. What I am trying to...
I can't believe that you're saying that stuff.
Ma'am,
I do not believe that you're saying that.
I'm simply saying...
You are completely ignorant.
Do you realize it's important? My daughter needs leg braces. You put me out of a job, she crawls around on her stomach. You know what that's like? No, you wouldn't know what that's like, Linda, because you've had everything handed to you. But
you don't know anything about this listener.
My daughter will crawl. No, you don't know anything about me.
You're darn right you don't.
That's right. You can't presuppose.
My daughter will crawl up and down stairs instead of walking like she does now. Before we got the leg braces, she had to drag herself out to the car.
And I'm supposed to
not complain
about you because of that.
Think of her.
Think of my daughter having to sit and hear that stuff on the radio.
Let's think about your daughter having to hear something on the radio, but my daughter drags herself to the bus stop every morning.
She's not going to drag her.
How do you know?
Well, I don't know.
Then shut up. Drag herself to the bus stop.
I cannot believe how ignorant you are.
Ma'am,
I can see why you were Dan York's friend.
Can I ask you a question?
I can see that now.
Do you know what it looks like when a child has to hopscotch without leg braces, just crawling? From square to square?
Okay. You're disgusting.
Yeah, you know, he is completely...
I am.
Did you take your medication today?
All right. Ma'am, thank you very much. I'm going to...
Don't you hang up on...
I got to move on, okay? What are you trying to do to me?
What?
What do you mean, crawling from square to square at hopscotch?
She didn't have any leg braces. Go ahead, do it.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to our listeners here about how it seems to be the case that women, unlike men, don't...
All right, say number two if it makes you feel better.
Don't go number two every day. Men do. 1-800-449-8686. According to my program director, the director of syndication, this would get us big female listening numbers because it's about women's health. Hopscotch without leg braces. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And this is Phil Hendry doing another Art Bell parody. And now, Coast to Coast, with Art Bell. To call Art Bell, dial from a rotary phone in an open field. Rotary phones dialing from open fields only, please. 555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-
Fire. And now, Art Bell.
And thank you very much, Ross Mitchell, and a very pleasant and propitious good morning to all of you. And if you wonder whether or not I get sick and tired of receiving emails from you losers, I mean from you wonderful people, of course I do. I mean, no, I don't. You're all mindless cretin. I mean, you're intelligent people who haven't got a life or a clue. I mean, who are interesting and have wonderful insights into the world of the unexplained. And I'd just love to have all of you put down like a sick dog. No, I mean, I'd like to have all of you over for dinner, if possible. There's nothing I like better than getting a letter from some bald-headed guy pushing a shopping cart with a ski cap, and I mean from a educated individual out there in the audience. Many of you probably think I'd be afraid to answer my own door. You're right. I mean, no. Oh, no, I'm fine with that. That's good. A lot of you drive by my home at 3 a.m. honking your horn and going, Art, hey, look, the Big Dipper, hey. Of course that doesn't frighten me. Hey, Art, look, the moon. Yeah, okay, that's wonderful. Yeah, I know it comes up once a month. Topic of the moon always comes up once a month. Today we're going to explore with retired General Johnson Jameson a phenomenon that I don't believe the government knows anything about. I'm going to have General Jameson on in just a moment. I don't think the government either knows about it, or if they do, they don't want you to know about it, and I can guarantee that you're going to know about it. As the weeks and months progress, they are going to have to deal with a lot of questions about it. And that's the fact that as the day progresses, and we have photos on our website of this, they are photographs that I took of my backyard, as the day progresses, it's getting darker, folks. It actually gets darker. What's that all about? I've got pictures on my website. But first, friends, amazingly, more and more people just stop by each other's houses and knock on the door. Now, you can do something about this dangerous breach of security by installing a motion-activated laser beam from Peenemann Enterprises. That's right. It gets triggered, and it reduces the intruding individual to an anthill-sized pile of dust. No more will your family, your life, your security, or your possessions be brutally threatened by so-called friends stopping by unannounced. Listen to this real-life testimonial from Mr. Arvin Seacroft of Cadillac, Idaho, who bought one of these?
Hi, I'm Arvin Seacroft of Cadillac, Iowa. We're very happy with the Peenemann Enterprises laser beam. Some guy claiming to be the mailman came to my front door. I turned it on and reduced him to a pile of dust. And we're very pleased. Thank you, Peenemann Enterprises.
So there you go. Yes, the new laser beam from Peenemann can reduce anyone brutally, brazenly, obnoxiously, and without absolutely any reason whatsoever knocking on your front door. How dare they? Just call 213-555-5555-555-555-555. It's not toll-free. All right, so there you go. I use the Peenemann laser beam when someone knocks on the door and says, Arrowhead Man, yeah, right. The other day I had somebody knock on my front door and they said, Jehovah's wit. Well, just at wit, I hit the button and they were dust. General Johnson Jameson's with us. General Jameson, how are you? General Jameson, how are you?
Boom.
Oh, cut it out, will you?
I just thought I'd screw around with you. I'm doing fine.
You scared me.
Hey.
So what are we working on?
Well, Art, today we're working on something very interesting, and you mentioned it. People have been writing me, and I've been in my laboratory trying to just enter in some of the raw data that I have. It gets dark.
I noticed that. Just all of a sudden it gets darker. Do you notice when you wake up it's dark?
I've noticed that too. And the government is not doing anything about it. Now
what do you think it is?
Well, let's see. Hold on for a minute. I got to pop another tall boy. I think it's a mothership or something blocking out the sun.
That is remarkable.
Some kind of a mothership that blocks the sun out and we don't have any light. But I've got to enter the calculations into my computer. I have a letter here from a Bill Crosley. You know Bill.
Oh, when he was at the CIA, of course he was mustered out, wasn't he?
Well, the company didn't want him around because he was asking too many questions that they didn't have answers for. And Bill wrote me a letter, and he thinks he's one step closer to knowing what that loud banging noise is when it rains. Now,
some people have called it thunder.
Well, we know what it's called, but we don't know what causes it. And Bill got access to some CIA files, which are on your website.
Yes, that's right. They're on my website right now.
And we are very close to determining that thunder could be God bowling. So,
yeah. I suspected...
That's really what it is.
Now, what about rain?
That's God crying.
All right. And the government simply does not want us to know about this.
No, they don't. And it really bugs me. I called the White House, and I asked to speak to President Bush, and they said, what's this regarding? And I said, it's regarding the fact that the government's been covering up thunder being God bowling. And you want to know something?
What?
They wouldn't put me through.
See, this is the kind of...
this is cover-up, Art.
This is the kind of cover-up we're talking about. And so these pictures are on my website right now.
They're on the website, www.555555555555.com.
Well, it's always just a pleasure to have you on and to know that you're doing this great work. I don't know what to say other than thank you, thank you, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, Art.
To know that the sun is being blocked out by an alien mothership and that the sound of thunder is God bowling...
Makes you feel good?
Yes, it does.
This has been another Art Bell Show. We're going to have him put away now. Art now has to get into the vehicle. It has a state emblem on the side and two men in jackets. That's it, Art. Just go ahead and get...
Right here?
Yes, just get into that jacket right there.
All right. I'm slipping into a very unusual jacket.
That's correct.
And, Ross, you say that this is...
Sure, it's just a... It's a nice overcoat.
It doesn't get that cold, though, here.
No, but you'll need it. And just tie those around. That's it. All right, Art's in a straight jacket now, and we're putting him in the wagon. All the kids are wearing them. Don't worry about it.
All right, as long as I look chic.
No problem. This has been Coast to Coast. I can't
survive. On the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
What about in the eastern portion of Ventura County? And the fake breasts out there are now reaching epidemic proportions. I was in a very popular watering hole. I don't want to say where. I don't want to mention any names. It's a terrific place. Don't get me wrong. It's a wonderful place. Just great entertainment, great food, great drinks. But I don't want to tell you I was at the Sagebrush. But anyway, it was a Saturday night. We were there. And I was there with Maria, and we were with another couple, and the fake breasts that walked in, and they're not even, when I say the fake breasts walked in, that's all it really walked in. The women attached, it doesn't matter. It's the breasts that walk in. And where I live, it's out of control. I'm telling you, it's out of control. What do I mean by that? What do you mean, Phil, it's out of control? That seems stupid. Here's what I'm talking about, and I think that all of us can relate to this. First of all, you know they're fake. That's fine. Secondly, they are dressed up in such a way so as to accentuate them, meaning a very tight top, perhaps a spaghetti strap top of some kind, perhaps a very tight-fitting, clinging sweater, etc., so that one cannot help but notice. The women also, by the way, who have recently enhanced breasts carry themselves in a manner so as to bespeak, look at my breasts. The shoulders are thrown back just a little bit. There's a very confident stride in their walk. You don't see a woman with large breasts kind of, unless she's one a woman who congenitally doesn't like them and wants to have reduction surgery, and that in and of itself is a whole hassle. I'm not talking about women who are, like, having back problems because of it. I'm talking about women who have come out of surgery, have enhanced themselves to the point where they're walking with a very purposeful stride. Generally, they got the tight jeans on with the heels, about a 3-inch heel, and the little spaghetti strap top, maybe the little short bobbed haircut. And the shoulders are thrown back, the chest is thrown out, and you better look. You just better. Because we're talking, you know, 5 figures went into this, so somebody stare. However, don't let her see you stare so as that she's uncomfortable, because if you do that, then that's rude. So, I kind of resent that. I would never be rude to a woman for no reason, but aren't they asking you to walk up and say, great cans, where'd you have them done? They're begging for that. They're asking for that. And yet, by the same token, if you were to do that, you'd be thrown out of the bar on your face. Face first. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you see how unfair that is in a way? Not that it's driving me completely out of my mind, but all we did all night was sit there and comment on one pair after the next of fake breasts walking into this joint. That's all we did, for the 4 of us, in between shots of Don Julio Blanco and listening to the band and dancing, which I told my wife, there's no way I'm dancing, so you better just forget it. I'm not dancing. Yeah, funny what 5 shots of tequila can do to your resolve. You see, you can start the night out saying, I'm not dancing, I don't give a crap, I don't dance to that crap. Do you understand? I don't dance to crap. I don't dance to disco. I'm not, I understand we're going through a revisionist period now where dance music is kind of cool and disco is now exonerated, but I ain't going to do it. But that just so happens I started playing some of that old-time crap rock and roll that, you know, I'll shake my rear into, so I got up and dance. Although I got to tell you something. The song Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger sucks. I won't dance to that. When they broke into that, it cleared the freaking floor like you wouldn't believe. Just take that old record off the shelf. I'm Bob Seger, and what happened to me? I went from rambling, gambling, man and some cool tunes to a piece of turd like this. Anyway, that was the lyric, too. She was singing it, and I went, geez, this is mad. So then I started dancing. So the breasts come walking in, and they're fake as hell, made of plastic, silicone, whatever the hell they're made of. And I said to Maria, I said, you know, they're there, and the women want you to see them. So, but you can't say anything. You can't say anything. You can't even look at them. You have to just be conscious that they're there. Because if you're not conscious that they're there, well, then the woman's upset because she just spent a lot of money. That, not that she wants me to be interested, but she wants to have her body enhanced for the enjoyment, for the amusement of herself. She wants people to see her. But if you don't see her, if you're not noticing her, then isn't she upset, correct? However, you can't say anything verbal, and you can't do anything physical to acknowledge that you notice. It has to be surreptitious. It has to be sort of fleeting. It has to be she sees you, but she doesn't see you. It has to be more in your attitude, your suave faire, your, hi, buy you a drink. But it can't be about, I'm buying you a drink because of your breasts. Because then she'll just blow you off as a creep and a shallow bum, and you don't want to get to know her, who she really is. The whole reason why you sat down is because you didn't care who she really was. You didn't think that she wanted you to care who she really was. I mean, you thought you might as well just introduce yourself to her breasts. Hi, I'm Phil. Just stare right at them. How do you do? I know you don't have much to say. Can I get you a chair? You look like you need one. Please understand, I'm not angry or anything. It's just it's really funny. It's amusing, and I think something needs to be said along these lines. It's happening now that the breast job is now being laughed at as often as it's being admired. I mean, we've reached that point now in the culture. A woman's enhanced breasts are being kind of smirked at as much as guys are going, wow, look at that. But even among men, and you know this is true, Mike and Craig, even among men, you'll say, well, yeah, but they're fake. So even guys will say, but they're rock hard, man. You know, they're... It's like 2 softballs up there. It's like 2, croquet balls. So now, what am I doing? Am I trying to make women who just came out of surgery feel bad? I don't want to do that. I'm trying to let you know that something's got to give. You're going to have to allow us to say, nice breasts, what doctor did them? They're going to have to become a topic of verbal discussion. You're going to have to allow verbal acknowledgement of your breast job. You must. Not just with your husband, who you, quote, say you did it for, end quote, and not just with the family or whatever. You must now allow verbal acknowledgement of your breast job among strangers in restaurants and bars. Are those real? I'm just curious. They're all real? Okay. Well, in case you want a breast job, my name's Dr. Hendry, or whatever. You know, pull out a card. Don't you think? I'm not trying to get the phones jammed with any commentary. I think what I'm saying, I don't think there's any disagreement. So I don't think there's any need for me to... We're not going to talk about this. It's just it needs to be acknowledged sort of in the open. And now, this is the date today is what, the 23rd of July? I think that probably by the end of the year, and by the beginning of next year, somebody is going to have to be the first one to do it. Now, I don't know who. I don't know. Maybe it's already started. But I mean in a sort of a mainstream way. Probably some drunk. I'm not talking about a drunk. I'm not talking about a guy who's on speed. I'm not talking about some motormouth whack job with a freaking ski cap on going, nice press, ha-ha, and gets thrown out. Some guy's a chronic loser in a bar. I mean mainstream individual, somebody's going to have to break the ice and begin this process of the verbal acknowledgement of the breast job, as in, you just had your breasts done, I can tell. No, they're really nice, no. And she's, oh, well, thank you very much. I had, was it Dr. Kelsey? It was Dr. Kelsey. Well, they're great. Now, how do they feel? I mean, well, if you'd like to try them out, of course, this doesn't mean that, no, I understand that. I'm just curious. Okay, well, do you suppose we can see? And then, of course, the next thing is, can we see them? Nothing wrong with that either. In the right setting, because if we don't push to that point, if we don't get to that point where there's a verbal acknowledgement and discussion, even among strangers, of your fake breasts, then we're going to be in this this sort of gridlock right now, which is only worsening, and that is, look at those breasts, aren't they fake looking, and they're really kind of amusing, or boy, she really has big ones, but yeah, they probably, you know, in other words, the talk behind your back is going to get worse, it's going to become even more negative. And soon, some guy's just going to run right up and, you know, offer you his breast reduction clinic card or something. I don't know. I don't want to intimate anything crazy is going to happen, but far be it from me. I'm still sitting there listening to that crap music my wife wants to dance to and take the old records off the shelf. Bob Seger. 1-800-449-8686. Mike just said, plug the CD. Just shut up and plug the CD, will you? All right, the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD and picture disc vinyl available at 877-616-7445. $20 for a CD, $350 shipping and handling, and you can get it at the number that I gave you there, 877-616-7445, 877-616-PHIL. And you can pay by way of Visa, MasterCard, check, and we're up around $150,000. The money that we've raised this year and over $500,000 we've raised over the past 3 or 4 years for my friend's place, a resource center for homeless runaway kids in Hollywood. You're very generous. You're very kind. We love you, and we thank you for doing that for us. And we'll be back on The Phil Hendry Show.